Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we friends that are friends of Jesus begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through a gospel passage, prayer, meditation, and then we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day and discover yet again how wonderful, amazing, and irresistible Jesus of Nazareth truly is.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to this season of the podcast, and happy Monday morning. I'm excited to start the day with Jesus, with all of you. I'm excited to start the week together. And I know since it's Monday, we have a number of people that are new to the podcast. Welcome, welcome. We're friends that are friends of Jesus. And so if you are new to the podcast, we're going to spend every morning together this week, and you're going to need a place and a time to just get up in the morning and begin a conversation with Jesus. You're going to need a Bible and a journal, a cup of coffee, cup of tea, and I'm going to read a passage from the Gospels in just a moment, and then we're going to chat, and then we're going to pray, we're going to meditate, and we're going to spend the rest of the day just walking and talking and being with and slowly but surely becoming like Jesus, because that's what friends that are friends of Jesus do. And so you can turn to Luke chapter 5, and the title of the podcast this morning is My Bad. And we probably shouldn't say it that way. We probably should say it, you know, my bad. You know, my bad. And the question that I want to ask this morning before we jump into the passage is, how do you feel about yourself? I mean, if you're honest with yourself, and we might as well be because we're in the presence of Jesus, how do you feel about yourself if you're honest with yourself? And maybe even more particularly, how do you feel about your bad? And I don't know how to describe your bad. I know how to describe my bad, but maybe it's how you have handled that relationship that blew up. Maybe it's how you've handled, you know, this last season of life. Maybe it's the mistakes you've made parenting, because we have all made significant mistakes parenting. Maybe it's what you struggle with, or what tends to flow into your mind all too often, and you would never tell anybody what tends to flow into your mind about this situation or about that person. Maybe it's what you do or have done or have struggled with when you're alone, but how do you feel about yourself, and maybe particularly, again, about your bad? And you know, maybe we've heard in Christianity too many times, well, it doesn't matter how we feel about ourselves. You know, just look at Jesus. And it's always good to look at Jesus. That's always a good thing to do, but that's an oversimplification. It matters how we see ourselves, you know, and how we feel about ourselves. It matters in our relationship with Jesus, and it matters, as we'll talk about in a minute, our relationship with other people. And I know you've had these times, I've had these times, we don't necessarily like these times, but there are these times, and we're going to read about one of these times in Peter's life in just a moment, these times where we aren't on our guard, right? Where how we feel about ourselves, you know, spills over, right? Or we're reacting, and then everybody knows how we feel about us, because for whatever reason in the situation, we weren't able to keep it together or present what we wanted to present, and we just kind of spilled over, and now we know and everybody else knows how we feel about ourselves. But ironically, that gives God the opportunity to do and to say what only God can do and say. And that's exactly what we're going to see in this passage. And so take a look at Luke chapter 5, the Gospel according to Luke, beginning in verse 4. And he was finished speaking, and that's Jesus, he was teaching. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon Peter, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon Peter answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night. We haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I'll let down the nets." And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and they filled both boats so full that the boats began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at his knees, at Jesus' knees, and he said, "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man." For he and all of his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon Peter's partners. But then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled, you know, their boats up onto the shore. They left everything, and they followed Jesus. Now, Luke is the only gospel author that gives us this angle on this particular story. And that's the cool thing about four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the cool thing about Lectio Divina, reading and praying scripture, like we've been doing for the last 9 months, every single day. We get to experience each angle from each perspective in these incredible, incredible stories. But notice, Peter's tired. He's worked all night. He's caught nothing. He feels bad. He's got no money to bring home. And he's not on his guard, right? He's not presenting probably what he's usually able to present. And in this situation, he spills over. And we realize what he feels about himself. We realize how he feels about his bad. And again, ironically and thankfully, this gives Jesus a moment in Peter's journey to speak truth. And I guess a good question that presses with us on a very personal level is, what would it look like if we spill over, if we're not on our guard? What does it look like when we do spill over? And what do we say about ourselves when we're in this kind of, you know, raw place? I mean, how do we feel about our bad? Because in the story, right, all of a sudden, the nets are filled. And Peter and Co., you know, these professional fishermen, they've worked all night, caught nothing. All of a sudden, Jesus fills these nets full. And Peter's response isn't, you know, "Hot dog, this is amazing, incredible, wonderful, you know, this is a month's wage, this is so amazing." No, Peter's response is, "Get away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. Move on. You're the Messiah." Peter's response is, "I don't know what to do with my bad. I'm not worthy," right? He pulls a page out of Wayne's World playbook, right? Which is a reference that you will get if you're over 40, but probably under 55, right? "I'm not worthy." That's what Peter says when he's off his guard and he spills over. And honestly, that's how we feel about us. That's how we feel about our bad. "Get away from me. You know, I'm not worthy." And again, that affects our relationship with Jesus, and it affects our relationship with other people. And I guess I just want to press into this for a little bit longer. How do we feel about our bondage, our sin, our failure, how we've messed up, how we can't seem to do this or get this right or build that or whatever it is, you know, how we're a mess, right? Or how we're not able to be as eloquent or accomplished or pretty or whatever as so-and-so, right? All that self-talk that we do about ourselves. And then Jesus breaks in, and this is so amazing, and he says, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of yourself. Don't be afraid of what you've done or what you've left undone. Don't be afraid. You don't need to flee, and I'm certainly not going to flee from you." And the reality is, you know, we're gifted people, but we don't have the ability to handle our bad. So we run, or we ask Jesus to run, or we deny, or we hide, or we'll find bad in other people's lives, and we'll think about that to make us feel better about our bad. But Jesus says, "Don't be afraid." And that's the word that he has for us this morning. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your bad. "I'm not afraid of your bad," Jesus says. "I've dealt with your bad. I'm dealing with your bad. You know, draw near to me and you're gonna see that you don't have to be afraid. But if you run, you'll never see that I've dealt with your bad and you don't have to be afraid of your bad." And then this story ends with a commission. Not only does Jesus say, "I'm not leaving," and Peter, "Don't leave either, don't be afraid," but Jesus gives Peter a commission to go to others and tell them not to be afraid of their bad. You know, and that's such an incredible part of this story, because then we can give that gift to other people, right? We can be this kind of safe and loving place when other people are spilling over and encountering their bad, our friends, our spouse, our kids. And what a great gift to give to our kids, to say to them as they're growing up, "Hey, don't be afraid of your bad. I'm not afraid of your bad. I can handle your bad. What an incredible gift to give to our children. You know, and if we can't love us in our bad, if we can't let Jesus love us in our bad, we won't be able to love other people in their bad. And so what I want us to do this morning is just read this passage, pray about this, think about this. This is such good news. It's such incredible news. And let's spend the rest of the day, and whenever a thought comes into our mind about our bad or our regrets or get away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man, let's just invite the word of Jesus into that thought. Don't be afraid of your bad. Don't be afraid of your bad. Peter, come to me and you'll discover that I have handled your bad and you do not have to fear it. And we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.